Now a politician volunteering to pay voters, and it's not an ethical scandal. John Hickenlooper, the mayor of Denver, has offered to pay the parking fines of those who got tickets while they waited to vote last week. Denver saw huge lines at voting centers on Election Day because of computer problems.
You know, our server got overloaded on Election Day. We were having everyone using voting centers, and the technology was not up to the task. So we had lines of 200, 300 people waiting an hour to 2 hours to vote.
Or even more, I think.
Even more, but generally it was an hour to 2 hours. And I was out walking these lines, and people were very good-natured about it, surprisingly good-natured. But a few people, one thing that was irritating several people was that they got parking tickets. That I told one person in the line that I said, I'll pay your parking ticket. And then someone else down the line said, well, if I think I'm going to get one too. Will you pay my ticket? I said, sure, whatever. I figured, how bad could it be?
Well, it could be pretty bad, right?
By the time I get to the next voting center, which is about, you know, 3 miles away, somehow cell phones being what they are, they had already communicated, and several people said, will you pay my ticket? Will you pay my ticket? And I said, yes, yes, yes. Well, the word spread like wildfire.
How many tickets do you think you are going to be responsible for paying now?
Well, we'll find out. My chief of staff, who thought this was a horrible idea, he thinks I could, you know, be 500 or, you know, that 500 tickets would be $10,000. I think it'll be more like a few dozen. I don't think there were that many people that got tickets, because we weren't supposed to be writing any tickets within a 4-block radius of the vote centers anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm hoping that we're insulated. If we dismissed all the tickets written that day, then we would have had to automatically give refunds to anyone who got a ticket for any reason all day, and that's, you know, $60,000 from coming out of the city budget.
So you're narrowing it down. It has to be within, what, 6 blocks of a voting center and during voting hours, right?
Exactly. And I think that there was no way to segregate these tickets out of the city money, so I'm going to give a refund personally. You know, the good-naturedness of people who've been waiting for an hour and a half to vote, you know, the one thing they shouldn't have to do is pay their tickets.
Yeah. Mayor Hickenlooper, we have a tape of an ad that you were running before Election Day. Let's take a listen.
Vote early, and you'll avoid sitting in traffic when everyone else is still trying to get to the polls.
Sounds like if people had taken your advice, maybe you wouldn't be out so much money for parking tickets right now.
Well, that's true, but the other way to look at it is to say, thank goodness I did that ad, or else I'd may be writing a larger check for more parking tickets.
You know, I mean, this is one little wrinkle in the whole voting problem, but you've got a bigger problem on your hands. You had a huge mess on Election Day.
Well, the fact that people were so good-natured about having to wait so long in no way diminishes the fact that you cannot have your system, your server, fall down like that and have people expect people to wait for 2 hours to vote. You know, it's a disgrace. So we've got an investigative panel right now with the smartest people we could find in the region to sit down and look at the whole spectrum of issues surrounding, you know, where is this country going in terms of how we vote? And what is the technology, and how should we administer that to make sure that we get the right outcomes on Election Day?
Well, Mayor Hickenlooper, thanks for talking with us, and let us know what the final bill is, will you?
Well, I'll let you know.
John Hickenlooper is the mayor of Denver. He's also known as Mayor Hick.